This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined by Trevor Williams, the veteran starter, member of this Nats rotation. So, Trevor, first of all, welcome back on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. It's awesome to chat with you. Free agent this year. There was some fear that maybe we'd done our last sit-down with you wearing Nats team-issued gear at spring training. But you are back, you are here, and you're part of this rotation. What was the process like for you this offseason, free agency, looking around and coming back to D.C.?
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm super thankful to be back, obviously. This was a special place for my family and I for the last 2 years. And it was always, we always were hoping again to, with the two-year deal to, you know, continue this. So I'm excited. I'm super thankful. And I'm glad that I'm finally back here.
Was the two-year deal important for you, or is that just how it worked out?
It was, you know, we had other offers on the table, but it was like, you know, every time it's more than 1 year, it's always it's nice, right?
Yeah.
So
especially with you got five kids. I mean, it's not like it's just you anymore, right?
Yeah. So it's, you know,
don't want to move them constantly.
Yeah. No. And we were like, it was funny. Our house was on the market, and then we had an offer on that house, and it was like, we called back and we're like, hey, are we going to make this happen, or are we not going to make this happen? Because I don't want to like say no to this offer and then end up not working out and then have no other offer on the house. So it was funny, like it all like came into like
or one. Sell the house, then figure out you're
and
coming
then buy
back.
A new house. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
You have to buy another house.
A little bit of a zoo, but
we're calling them back and be like, hey, the house I just sold you, I'll buy it back.
Can we have it from you?
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of yours on multiple levels, but I grew up, I'm much older than you. You're an athlete in your prime. I'm just a pudgy zilch. But like Maddox, Glavin, Dennis Martinez, the dudes that it's not always about throwing 100. That's all this league seems to be, and you're not that, and all you do is get outs. Like, it is such a validating thing as a pitcher. Is there a sense of pride in that for you where you're not there just saying, like, oh, I supinated my pronator, and now I throw 104 because I maxed my hip hinge, where it's like, no, I'm pitching up here, dude. Is there a sense of pride for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to hip hinge. I'm trying to max hip hinge, believe it or not. Believe it or not, I'm trying to. No, I think it's all, when I was very young, it was like, if you want to pitch, you got to throw strikes. And if you want to pitch a lot, you got to get outs.
Yeah.
And believe me, I wish I could throw as hard as these guys. Believe me, I wish I could spin it like they did. But I have to stay within myself and do what I have to do. And I know that my job is to get, you know, make the guys hit it and put it into play.
Trevor Williams of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. So last year was terrific in terms of the results, and an ERA barely over 2, and even like fielding independent pitching was mid-2s. And one of the real noticeable, tangible things was it felt like 2 times through the order, basically 5 innings and out. And I don't know if that's something you hear and you're like, well, that's not really why I was so good, but it seemed to be part of the plan. Why do you think you had so much success, and how relevant was that, and is that the plan again, I guess would be my question.
Well, you know, Davey's going to put us in spots that we're going to be successful in. I don't think he's going to leave us out and hang us out to dry if we're not going to have success, because if the starting pitcher has success, more outs or 15 outs, you know, whatever Davey calls on me that day, that's what I'll do.
Other guys in the part of this rotation where it's all of a sudden there's some depth and there's some achievement there over the last handful of seasons. Just give me somebody that you're maybe a little bit envious of in terms of like, there's God, I wish I could spin this curveball or this changeup like McKenzie or this four seam or whatever. Just guys that you kind of go, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, obviously McKenzie's fastball sticks out. DJ's changeup is unbelievable. Mitchell Parker has a great splitter changeup as well. Jake Irving can really spin the ball. Shin has an incredible heater that just jumped playing catch with him. I feel like I missed 75% of the balls because it just jumped out of the hand. And then seeing what Soroka can do and how he his changeup is this pitch now, his secondary pitch, but he can still spin it really, really well. So, you know, if we, by all of our powers combined.
The Voltron, gonna, yeah.
Like, we would have a really good single pitcher.
Right.
Trevor Williams last year, 86th percentile in expected ERA in Major League Baseball, joining us on Grant and Danny. What did you do going back to the well this offseason after the success? I'm sure there's still things you go, okay, I got to fix that or keep this. Like, what were some of your emphasis points?
Yeah, I think every year you have to kind of look at it from a macro level and be like, what was well, what didn't go well, and how do you refine this? Because this league adjusts so fast and so quickly, and I've been hurt by it years and years past where I think what worked this year, it doesn't necessarily work the next year. And, you know, the thankful thing is it was a small sign. I'm excited to see, you know, how we can continue the success that we had last year into this year.
How much of that where you go, you know, my sinker, my changer versus what a guy's hitting well in that moment, right? In other words, scouting report says one thing. What's like, well, they haven't seen Trevor Williams' version of this. You know what I mean? Like, how much is there a little push and pull with
both
like,
and, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Both and, because if a guy says, if there's a scouting report and says he murders sliders, and your ego says, yeah, but not my slider.
Not my slider.
Right? Yeah. And he murders it, and you're like, yeah, dummy. Like, it's don't throw him sliders. It's one of those things. It's your strengths over their strengths 100% mm-hmm. every time. But you have to deep dive and know that, like, this guy will hit spin really well. So if you're going to throw spin, make sure that you execute it correctly. But it is, you know, pitchers have egos, hitters have egos, and it's just a matter. Check that ego at the door for every at-bat and just execute your game plan.
I've just, as a fly-on-the-wall observation here last few days, we've been in the clubhouse and, you know, you're setting up the basketball hoop. Seems like maybe involved with the music. I don't know if that's right or not. But I know you did the really cool thing of giving everyone the rose on Valentine's Day as well.
I don't know who did that. That was a secret admirer in the clubhouse.
Was it?
Okay. I don't know who gave the rose.
Is there some feeling for you of, like, it's a really young team, you're a veteran, that it – I mean, someone's got to run the show. Someone's got to start the Fantasy Football League. Like, have you become that guy? In this?
I will not be commissioner of Fantasy Football.
Have you ever done it?
No, but I have.
It's so miserable.
I don't have the bandwidth or the willpower or anything to do that. But, you know, like, the clubhouse the last few years has been really great. And, you know, it started with Patrick Corbin. You know, he was one of the only guys in that clubhouse that won a World Series. And he knew how to do it. He knew what it took to win it. So we kind of followed his lead on, you know, what a clubhouse should look like and a championship clubhouse should look like. And we've added guys into this clubhouse that have won World Series as well. You know, we got Nate in there now that he won it with Texas. Paul's won when he was with the Cardinals, they won everything mm-hmm. Besides the World Series. But you supplement these certain guys in the clubhouse, and it can really take off. And there's a lot of young, hungry guys in there that not only want to be successful big leaguers, but they want to be successful championship-level big leaguers. So once we have that collective mindset, you know, it makes the clubhouse really fun.
Trevor, thank you, buddy. This is really cool.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have Thanks. A tat count? Do you have any idea how many tattoos you have?
I mean, I have, yeah. I don't like,
rough estimate?
A lot.
Yeah?
A lot. My wife just gave me the okay for a full torso.
I was going to – oh, really? You're sure you're not done yet? That was kind of my next question.
No. I had to get the okay from the missus, but I got a full torso
get the
and
sand
a full
there.
Back. I just got approval for that. So
that's awesome. I would imagine you have to cover them then when you're pitching or no?
So no, you don't. My grandma hates my tattoos, so I covered up when I pitched for her.
Oh, that's respectful. Very cool.
That's the
cool.
reason why.
It's hilarious. I honestly thought you had to. Yeah.
No. Like, because I used to let it ride, but my grandma was like, Trev, you have to. Come on.
So when you go to her house, we're not going tank top.
Well, I mean, God rest her soul. She passed away last year, but.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
But but now she's watching every game for sure now. So now I have to cover it up for sure.
I love that. Trevor, thank you, man. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks.
We appreciate
thanks,
chat.
Appreciate
thanks.
You. That was Trevor Williams of the Nationals live from spring training. With me, Danny Ruye, and Grant Paulson. Speaking of Grant, no more Greppers this week, but we got Toby Altizer hanging out with us all week long. We'll be at Tap Sports Bar tomorrow and Friday. Come see us, put your feet up, eat some appies, and watch the NCAA tournament. Two of the best days in the sports calendar, and it's here. That'll do it for us here, G&D. We will catch you guys tomorrow at 2. Remember, at 4 p.m., your chance to win Nationals opening day tickets. You'll be listening in. And we'll have more interviews for you guys throughout the week of Nats players we caught up with down in West Palm Beach.
until tomorrow. Enjoy tournament action tonight, but it's kind of tournament action, but it's not. It's sort of the first four, but it counts as the tournament because if you lose, you're done. But if you're in, you get to play more in the tournament. I don't know. There are games. I'm going to be watching them. And keep it locked right here for Westwood One's coverage of the first four. We'll see you guys tomorrow, too.